Brad Davis and Gary Byron broadcasting live from Effie's Place. And speaking of which, the owner, the man, the myth, right over here, John Panderas. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. How are we doing this morning?
I got to tell you something. I'm glad you asked me that question. Despite the, you know, the little slippery roads out there, some of them are, some are better than others, obviously. The main roads are going to be a lot better than the side roads. We are hitting a home run over here. Big
people,
time.
People are coming in. They're trickling in. It's been a little bit of a slower start, but, you know, I just got so a friend of mine just stopped by and gave a cash donation too, and thank you to Bill Jordan from SWI Glass. People have been stopping in and just dropping money into the jar, dropping presents off. It's been nice. It's been nice despite this weather.
There are people that are coming in, John, with boxes of toys. All we're asking for somebody is, hey, if you can give a toy, you know, or two, hey, that's great. There's people coming in with a couple of toys. There's people coming in with a toy and a check.
I saw a gentleman. I didn't tell you guys this before. I don't think you saw it, but early this morning, the very beginning of the program, a gentleman, I was outside talking to one of my neighbors about the storm, and I saw a person walking up the street from far down, and he walked up the street, he walked in and dropped a small toy in the box and turned around and walked away, and not to be any judge, but it didn't, you know, this person, the way he portrayed himself, probably didn't have a lot. Yeah. But he offered something, and that's just fantastic. Nothing is too small, nothing is too big.
Interesting that you bring that up, John, because I've actually had this discussion with other people off the air. You notice that people who, I'm not going to say they're destitute, but they're not that well off, yet when you ask them to make a donation, they still somehow are able to pull through and give it and make that donation?
Absolutely. I mean, people have good in them, and I think that, you know, throughout the year we hear all these negative stories and all these bad things, and this time of year especially, it always kind of warms my heart to know that people still are generous, people are nice, people are good.
That, and not only that, but no matter how bad you think you may have it, maybe you're going through something personal, you know, maybe you've had to take a job that you're overqualified for and you're not making as much, or whatever your
right.
situation
there's always,
is.
There's always something worse.
There's
always something worse.
And that's what this is for.
And a lot of times I kid, and I always say, when people ask me, how are you doing? I say, well, I'm living somebody's dream. But, you know, it's still not so bad.
No, actually, I know this is a great place. You have a real, and it's also, you know what's about this?
People love this place. They really do.
We've been here for a long time, and we appreciate such loyal people that take care of us and come in time and time again, even for events just like this. They're consistently here supporting us.
John, it's an inviting restaurant. When you walk in here, you truly feel welcomed.
It's like home. This is what we spend 30 years trying to accomplish.
Well, you've achieved that.
Thank you.
This
is what we do. We make people feel at home. People are comfortable to come, hang out, have a cup of coffee. Our servers, you know, they get involved with our customers. A lot of them come in and ask about our servers and how they're doing with their new baby or their kid in school or whatever it is, because they have that relationship, because they come in and they're able to talk and get friendly with our staff.
You know, I know we talked earlier when we first got on the airwaves at 6 o'clock, and maybe there's some people who just weren't able to join us at that hour. So I'm going to repeat a question.
I would have loved to have been sleeping then, too.
I know, right? I don't even know what that's like anymore. I'm up at 4 every day.
Exactly.
But I'm going to ask you a question I asked you earlier, so please pardon me with this. Why? Why is it important for Effie's? Why is it important for you and your involvement? Because it's not just, you're not just hosting this. There's time. You're a busy individual. There's time that it takes in order to put on a production, a live broadcast at your restaurant.
The short answer is that we do it for the kids.
Okay.
And you know, it makes me feel good to be able to help in this situation. And as I said to you earlier this morning, if you've ever seen a kid receiving an item from something like this, or I've seen kids in pizza parties and stuff for less fortunate families, just the look of gratitude on their face and the smile that's there, you know, you helped brighten somebody's day.
It's contagious.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, so that's just it, you know, and it's a pay it forward type of mentality. We've been fortunate in business and life. I've been very fortunate. So I like to be able to help something else, and you know, there's someone else, and be able to provide put a smile on somebody's face. So
you do it one
this
year.
This is why we do it. And you're right.
You do it one year, and you like, oh my goodness, I want more of this.
Right, that's right. I was telling you this morning how we did it. The radio station came to me years ago. We decided to do it for a year. Said, sure, why not? Try anything once. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it ever since because it's just, you know, it's such an overwhelming feeling that you get by being able to help do this. So, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer.
And bringing the Chrysalis Center and the Cove on board, how did that all manifest?
So that actually was the working of the radio station. They came to me and said, we still want to do this. That was the important part. The station still wanted to be involved in this toy drive. And, I, for whatever reasons, I don't know, the partnership that was in the past was not there for this year. And they were able to put it together with these two charities.
Wow.
Which actually,
couldn't ask for better
charities. Which brings it local, yeah. which is a huge plus. Brings it local, puts it together for kids that are living in this area, and I think that not that there's anything wrong with any other charity, but that to me makes it even extra special.
No, you're right, because you know what? There are other charities where you don't know where the money goes, you don't know where the toy. You know it's going to help a kid, but the kids would
right.
be five states away.
Right.
Not
there's
that
kids
they don't
all over,
deserve
there's
it,
kids all over the world that need
right.
that need the attention, but you know,
but with
we like to feed the people at home first.
That's it. And really, these are people that could theoretically be living in the very community.
That's right.
That you are in, that you reside in.
Right. Absolutely. And we know that for a fact. There's less fortunate people in every town, right?
Yeah.
In every town. West Hartford is a affluent town, but it still has people who need help.
Every town does.
Absolutely.
Every town has people that, you know, when they move there, things were, you know, roses. And life happens.
That's right.
You know?
So we're encouraging people to come on over. There's seats available. If you want to sit down and have breakfast, if you want to take breakfast to go, if you just want to have a cup of coffee, if you just want to say hello, come on down. Put something in the jar, drop a toy off. We're going to be here for a few more hours, a couple more hours on the air, another hour on air. So.
And say hello to Brad Davis.
Say hello to Brad. The famous Brad Davis.
I want to go through some of the co-sponsors here with you because it's not just FEC. There's a whole Park Road Association, right?
Yes, the association has sponsored this with the help of businesses along the street and not even only on Park Road, but in the surrounding areas as well. I mean, Dan was on the radio from Budget Printers a little while ago. He's over on Park Street in Hartford and has been supporting Park Road Association and this event since the first year that we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a list of sponsors. We'd like to thank Anthony Nicole Salon, Pechanga, Park Tavern, Plan B. We have the Playhouse on Park, A Touch of Bliss, Valvoline, Webster Bank, A Strand Ahead, Effie's Place, obviously, Joey's Pizza Pie, AC Peterson's, and I hope I got them all. But we have a couple of people who joined us this year as their first time, and we have others that have been supporting throughout every year, and it's just great. I mean, how many restaurants are on here? There's six or seven or eight restaurants on here alone, and we're all friends. We all kind of help each other out.
That's incredible.
It was a simple reach out, say, hey, can you do this for us this year? It was absolutely, we'll do it for you this year. There were certain businesses that we didn't even have to reach out to. That once they caught wind of it, they contacted us and say, hey, we're in.
That's what you do something every year, you have them coming to you.
That's neighborhood, that's community, and that's what we're here for.
You know, I got to tell you, people were wondering, when you have inclement weather, would anybody come up? Would anybody show up? Would people still be in the giving spirit? And then you look around and you say, look at this person. This one person was from Middletown, another person from Farmington, Rocky Hill. They're coming from Windsor, all over, to come
That's
here
right. and,
for this event.
And not only that, but you know, people started showing up last night bringing toys because they knew they couldn't get here today. So that, you know, we filled up a bunch of these boxes. They were all waiting for us this morning. Despite of the weather, people will still do the right thing.
Isn't that incredible? I'm sorry, I get moved by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I do as well. It's always nice. And, you know, this is a very stressful time of year for a lot of us. And the fact, you know, you keep going with your life. You're doing one thing after another. Your kids require attention. Your work requires attention. Your family requires attention. And there's all these different stresses. And very seldom do you actually stop and take a second and say, hold on. Let's think of what's really going on here. And that's what's happening for me today, anyways, and being able to take a couple of minutes and stop and reflect and see what people are doing for other people. And it makes me feel so much better.
John, I mean, there's such appreciation. Go ahead, Brad.
I think listening to you guys talk to, when it all started a long time ago, by you, you wanted to do something, your wonderful family. Did you ever think it was going to do what it did?
Never in my wildest dreams, Brad. For a lot of different things. This event, our parade event that we do together, and even just in the restaurant itself. Again, that's why I always say I feel blessed. I feel rewarded. Things are good. It could always be a lot worse. I never did I think even the first broadcast that we did together, Brad, for the celebrity breakfast for the parade. You know, however you're, many years
you remember that one.
19 years ago, 20 years ago, yeah, whatever it was. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that 20 years later we'd still be sitting across from the table of each other and doing this, and not only doing it once a year, but doing it twice a year.
I know. Unbelievable.
It is an amazing time of year, and it is the season of giving, and we cannot stress enough. I mean, we leave the airwaves at 9 o'clock. That's when our live broadcast here ends. But there are people who maybe just can't get here between now and 9 a.m. However,
so we're gonna be able to accept the toys for the rest of the day or over the next several hours. Anyways, we'll make arrangements. You know, you can either contact us or you can drop here at Effie's place, and we'll make sure that they get to the proper places. I've been told that. That we're going to be able to get a pickup a little bit later. So, you know, come on down. Doesn't mean that if you can't get here before 9, you don't bother coming.
We can still
do it for you.
No.
And you could always drop a check in the mail today, and we'll get that, too.
Of course. Guaranteed.
That's right.
No, that's key. Right. That's key.
And I just got word that Tracy's on her way down from the Playhouse in a few minutes.
So really?
She'll be here before the program ends, and she's got a box of toys she's bringing over as well, so there'll be more coming.
Tracy is she's something.
Yes, she's certainly wonderful.
And what a job when she met you here, and I mean the whole thing, everything worked out.
Oh, it's been great. You know, Tracy has been on Park Road for a few fewer years than I have. And you know, Angelo and Richard were running the association for many years, and when they had to step away, I was left kind of wondering what was going to happen. And Tracy stepped right up and she says, "I got this. I'm in. I'll help you out." And you know, she's been doing most of the work around the association. She's such a great asset and does a lot for us. And she does a great job at the Playhouse.
Absolutely.
I also want to commend your staff here, your waiters, the waitresses, the staff, the cooks.
They all got here today.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, earlier this morning, before the sun rose, the roads were less traveled. And
certainly.
I say that because they were, not so good. And yet they were all still here. And let me tell you, service with a smile, it's timely, it's friendly.
They're working hard.
Delicious.
And it's, because of the weather, we're a little less busy than a normal day would be. So they're, you know, they rely on tips. They're not really, you know, having a good day at work, but they're still smiling and walking around and doing their thing.
And the food is always outstanding.
The food's always good. And, yes. And the cookies are around here somewhere, I think.
The cookies my wife made.
Oh, and the cookies your wife made for Brad, that you didn't get any.
No, I didn't. You noticed that?
I'll give you my cookies.
Oh, these are what you were talking about. See, I didn't see these neither. Boy, I wish I had eyes all over.
There you have it.
Yeah,
I think everybody's putting you on a diet, Gary.
Gary needs to go on a diet, but that's a topic for another day, I guess. Who can diet around the holiday season?
I know, right?
You know.
I always diet before the holidays and after the holidays.
Well, everybody diets after. They say they're going to diet after the holidays.
But the key is to diet before.
So that you can
give yourself a buffer.
Oh. Yeah.
So you can have the good stuff.